Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Around the House with Eric G. You know, this show is all about home improvement. Doesn't matter if you live in the Pearl District condo or a Richland Ranch house, I'm here to help you get that project started, planned, and of course, completed. You know, we're your live and local home improvement show. This is no paid infomercial. We are here in the Northwest. The show is always about phone calls, and we're going to get to those calls here in a little bit at 877-733-1011, and that number is 877-733-1011, but we've got a guest in the studio today, and we are going to help you get these projects started and completed the right way if you're hiring a contractor. Welcome Stan Jessup to Around the House.
Thanks for having us, Eric.
No problem, man. I really like what you do with the Oregon CCB, and the CCB is the Construction Contractors Board for all you tuning in. These are the guys that help consumers, well, get the right person out there doing the job.
We do. We try.
And I really like that, you know, Oregon has done a pretty good job. You guys are a nice, efficient run group in there. And I complain about a lot of things, and you guys are not one of them because you're pretty efficient with that. And I like it. I want to talk a little bit about your scope of what you guys do.
Well, that's pretty easy, really. We mediate disputes between contractors and homeowners, or we license contractors for several different disciplines, mainly general contractors. When a consumer has a complaint with a contractor, we can take that complaint and try to help them recover.
See, and that's the thing, you know, everybody out there has heard when we have Skip Bedell call in and Allison from Catch a Contractor show, and you deal with these guys here locally.
Yeah, every day.
Every day. Well, let's talk about what a contractor is, because there's a grand debate of what is a quote-unquote contractor.
Yeah, a contractor is defined in statute, and it's really anybody that adds to or subtracts from real property or arranges for work on real property.
Okay, so if you're a dude on Craigslist advertising to come put that piece of gutter back up on the front of the house, you're a contractor.
You are a contractor. Not for gutter cleaning, but for gutter installation, yes.
So if you're cleaning something, you're a cleaning person. If you're actually installing, removing, replacing, something like that, you're a contractor.
Yes, exactly. Cleaning is routine cleaning is always exempted.
Okay, that's good to know. And for all you people in Washington, a lot of these same rules apply to you up there. So for you people up there, my friends up on KONA in the Tri-Cities, these things generally apply in Washington too. So feel free to call in. I have been in Washington working for a long time, so I can help if you do have questions on that on the Washington side. But a lot of these same rules apply, and a lot of the same mistakes get made by homeowners.
We do share that information with Washington as well. We work with the Labor and Industries group up there.
Nice, nice. So if you're, this is a common thing, because as an interior designer, I run into this, and it's something that I like talking to fellow designers about. If you're an interior designer and you're arranging a countertop installation or a blind company to install new vertical blinds in a house, and you don't think you're a contractor, I think you're a contractor, correct?
You are indeed, because you said arranging. You're arranging for the work to be done, and so then you are actually hiring a subcontractor.
Gotcha. Okay, interior designers, you guys are in my field. That's the official answer right there. And I see, you know, and that's something that I see that happens a lot, is that I think people miss. I mean, I'm on the Nextdoor app, Craigslist, wherever else out there. There's a lot of people out there that are trying to do something like contracting or handyman services. I mean, I'm sure you deal a lot with handymen out there and trying to keep them on the up and up.
Yeah, the handyman is always a big problem because there is it's a specific exemption to licensure. But you have to have, the work has to be under $1,000 total and casual, minor, and inconsequential, and which is a term that only a lawyer could love. So the caveat there is that a handyman can't advertise. Business cards, flyers, you can't do any of that. The premise of the law and the reason for the exemption was that the retired gentleman in the neighborhood could work without a license doing small repairs for the widow next door.
He could help Mrs. Smith down the street with something without having to do that. But as soon as he puts those services up on Craigslist or any other kind of social media stuff that, hey, give me a call, I think that's a advertisement at that point, correct?
At that point, you're going to hear from us.
Okay. And that's okay. I mean, that's the thing. And, you know, we've talked about this a lot. And I want to get your calls at 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. The thing that I like about this is that that is with licensing for contractors is that you guys get to hold these guys accountable. And I love contractors out there. I have some great friends that are contractors out there. But it keeps the homeowner protected in that they now have their license and bond and stuff like that. And if somebody gets hurt out there, the homeowner doesn't become an employer.
That's exactly correct. Now, the contractor has to have workers' comp insurance and, of course, a bond and liability insurance.
And so let's go a little bit. One of the other things that I see as well is that, and it's a little thing that, that happens a lot that I know is for homeowners, you don't realize, is there's the exempt notification where if a contractor can have employees or not employees or people working underneath him.
Yeah, as a general rule, when a homeowner is looking for a contractor, they can look their license number up on our website, and it will say in there whether they're exempt or non-exempt. And what that means is whether you're exempt from having workers' compensation or you're non-exempt. Non-exempt means that you have a policy and you can have employees. So if a contractor shows up with employees and he's exempt, you know you've got a problem.
Yeah, because there's no workers' comp insurance. So if that guy falls off the roof and gets hurt, even though the guy's out there, you're now into that kind of catch-22 of who's paying for the injured guy that's laying in the backyard that the ambulance is picking off the backyard.
Correct. Yeah, you don't know if that's going to turn into a lawsuit or not.
All right, we got a call here. Let's run out to Jason in Beaverton. Welcome to Around the House.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. What can I help you with today?
Hey, quick question for you. I'm a licensed and bonded legal. Okay. And they haven't had any problems for many years. Anyways, I within our industry, obviously, it's a sad point, but we do know that there's a lot of illegal situations that go in, especially with employment, where contracts are using cash to lure in some workers. And I've run across that quite a bit, and obviously I get beat on price based on that because I have overhead and employees that I pay through the state and all the goodies. Mm-hmm. What is, I know the CCB really watches for that, but I have actually called in to the CCB and talked about that, but it seems like it's always kind of a you can't catch me type of thing.
Yeah, that's
my question is the reason calling is what kind of resources can I give the CCB to better put a better product in our industry? Because we, you know, if you do a good job, I do a good job, that's a good product. If you do a bad job, I do a good job. Everybody's going to remember the bad guy.
It's a fantastic question. I appreciate that. First of all, you can report active job sites is probably the best thing that you can do. And you can do that on our website anonymously if you want. And we'll send a field investigator right to the site. Unfortunately, we have to prove everything that we have to substantiate everything that's alleged. So a contractor is out there. They're paying cash. That's a difficult one.
Absolutely. Because there's no, you know, reoccurring.
Well, thanks, Jason, for the call. We have to run out to break. Stay tuned. We're going to touch base on this when we come back because this is another hot subject about, well, people not doing things correctly and people getting burned. So 877-733-1011, just as soon as Around the House returns. We got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. We're having fun here in the studio. We got the master Stan Jessup in here, who is with the CCB. He's got a bunch of different job titles. We're not going to dive too much into those, but you know something? He is here to help you guys as consumers out there and contractors, because we have a great following of people in the trades out there. And so I'd like to get calls from both sides of that coin, because, you know, there's a lot of great contractors, and I want, you know, if I had a wish for everybody out there, it would be for everybody out there listening that wants to do a project to help find one of those great contractors. So I want you to call into the studio here at 877-733-1011, 877-733-1011. And of course, if you don't want to call in, you want to send an email to me, I can try to get to it. And that's ATH@KXL.com. And make sure you like the Facebook page Around the House with Eric G. I just got a question here from Mike off of Facebook that says, he says, I got a question. I've heard of contractors in the past arranging with customers they've done work with to show those projects to prospective customers. How prevalent is this in the industry? Are these industries that lend to that type of show and tell? Interesting question. So that's almost a referral, but they're almost being a paid referral at that point.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm clear on how the payment part of that works, but contractors do referrals. In fact, I would ask for referrals from any contractor and see some of their work that they've done recently and take a look at it.
Yeah, I mean, especially going out and seeing it, because I think anybody out there can give their three buddies for referrals. But if you go out and look at that brand new project, you can sure look at the quality of craftsmanship and the experience. And that's one thing I will say that people out there is to go take a look at things, because just because it passed building code doesn't mean it was done beautifully.
Exactly. The building codes are looking for the structural piece of it, not the fit and finish part.
Yeah. I've gone out and seen homes that that passed every building code known to mankind and were safe and healthy to live in, but look like a 13-year-old done them.
Yeah,
you know,
we hear a lot of that.
I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do. Well, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, the resources for consumers and contractors with the website, you know, for the Oregon CCB. And just so you know out there, for all you guys catch along, if you want to go onto the website, it's oregon.gov/CCB. That'll get you to the site. So there are so many things here for consumers to dive into. What's the best? I mean, there's so many things with this. Let's just dive into the website. I'm not going to lead you down a road. Let's talk about the website and how you kind of help people.
Sure. You know, I hate government websites, but actually ours is one of the more intuitive ones that I've seen. And there's really, when you look at the main page, there's four boxes in there: licensing, education, contractor tools, and consumer help. Mm-hmm. And the titles are pretty intuitive. We don't use a lot of acronyms and that type of thing. Consumer can go to file a complaint against a contractor. And that's for a licensed contractor only, of course. Mm-hmm. If you had problems with workmanship or performance, those types of things. And all the instructions. In fact, there's a little 4-minute video on there that kind of highlights the top points.
Yeah. So I was out at a job site this last week, and I saw, and you and I talked a little bit about off air, but I had a guy that I went out to look at his concrete slab that he had, and I was shocked that this thing was made like a soup bowl, because all the edges around the outside were about 4 inches higher than the inside. And this guy, a really nice guy, but he had it done this last summer, and he made all of the textbook wrong choices. And not trying to beat the guy up, but he used the lowest bid that was probably half lower than everybody else, didn't do the research on the license and the bond, didn't have any of the contracts and that other stuff. Is there a place on there for them to actually go and report that as well?
Yeah, actually, they can. You can send the information to us by email, phone us, whatever. Okay. It sounds like it may have been an unlicensed contractor. And, of course, then he would have invoices. Well, we would go back to that contractor. An interesting thing that we do in that, this is not always successful, but we would go in with the maximum fines that we can levy on an unlicensed contractor. Not that we want to collect those fines, but we're going to try to leverage them to take care of the homeowner. And then we can deal with the fine in another way. But our goal is to make the consumer whole, even though they didn't do their due diligence.
Gotcha. That's a good thing, because I like that, because it's not just about the, you know, here's your ticket and go, that there's an intention there to help the victim of the bad work. And right. even though that they kind of played a little bit of a minor part in not picking the right person to do the job.
Yeah, we're not going to beat them up for hiring an unlicensed contractor, but we're going to try to get that unlicensed contractor into compliance and as well as try to make the consumer whole.
Cool. I've got a call here I want to get out to. Let's see. This is Carol in Bend. Welcome to Around the House.
Hi. I have a built-in refrigerator, and it is on the blank. Okay. So I've called a reputable repairman, but they'd send me their guy that wasn't HVAC. And this is a problem for them. So they sent me a $1,000 bill, and it's not fixed. So now they sent me their head guy, who is their HVAC guy. Now it'll be the sixth return. And he says, well, it may be another $2,000 to repair it. I'm trying to figure out what's fair when you have a guy out there, and they send their first tier, who isn't HVAC, and they just it's a difficult diagnosis, apparently. Well, but I feel like I'm paying for training. I don't know what to do when I finally get this bill.
I got a question for you, Carol. So this is a built-in refrigerator?
Yeah.
So is this like a sub?
Monogram built-in.
Okay. So have you?
The GE Monogram built-in.
Okay. Yeah. So you said HVAC, like heating, are they sending in heating?
Heating and air conditioning guy. You know, you call a repairman and they have HVAC guys.
Okay, that's the wrong person to be coming out there. What I would do if I was you, I would be calling GE Monogram and having one of their certified technicians come out and take a look at it. I wouldn't have a heating air conditioning contractor come out and look at that. They're not going to know what to do.
Okay, I didn't say that. He is a certified guy.
Okay.
With GE.
Well, hold on, Carol. We are going out to a hard break here. Let me answer this. We'll dive into this when we get back here after break. We want to get your calls at 877-733-1011 just as soon as Around the House returns. With Eric G. We're talking home improvement today, but more importantly, we're talking with Stan Jessup here of the Oregon CCB. We're talking about how to hire a contractor and how not to hire a bad contractor, and how contractors can also learn to do better and be better with what they do. I want to jump back out here. Actually, let me give you the phone numbers here first. First off, we're going to give you the number here at 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. And drop me an email at ATH@KXL.com if you're shy. And also, the segment Around the House is brought to you by Adair Homes, building quality custom homes throughout the Pacific Northwest for nearly 50 years. Find a design center near you at AdairHomes.com. I appreciate those guys out at Adair Homes being a show sponsor. Let's jump back out here to Carol. She's been waiting patiently. She called in right before the break, and she was talking about her built-in refrigerator that she's been having some problems with, if you're just joining us. Thanks for holding over the break there, Carol.
Sure. Okay, so this repairman is a GE-certified repair company, and they are a good reputable outfit.
Okay.
I'm sure a lot of repair people have a problem. They come into the one house. This one is a well, we don't see, this is the worst in 5%. But they sent their guy that wasn't a refrigeration guy.
Okay.
What I'm trying to figure out is what is fair when the first $1,000 didn't work. Now the owner's there and he goes, well, it's probably going to be, we haven't really talked about where we're going. What's going to be $2,000 for this and that. When it finally comes down and he hands me bills for $3,000 or $4,000, should I be paying for what didn't work or just what did work as they're trying to figure it out?
So I'm gonna try to help Stan here with this question. So yeah. Did you have a contract for this stuff, or how is this repair work kind of spelled out for you?
No, you call somebody in and say, my refrigerator doesn't work. So it's been a month and a half. It's been down.
Okay.
And they can't. And now they think it's a compressor. But first they repaired this, and they repaired something, ice something, and we're still down. So now they finally sent the owner out, and he goes, I think we might have a compressor. He's going to come back next week, spend another 3 hours to try to really nail it down. So it is a problem piece of equipment, but I'm trying to figure out where is the consumer, when their first $1,000 of work doesn't work, what's fair?
That's a hard loaded question. And Carol, and I'll let Stan kind of jump on his opinion on this.
Yeah,
I've got mine too, but go ahead, Stan. I mean, do you have anything that you can give to that?
Well, the state doesn't regulate charges. The contractors charge for their services. So we don't really have any jurisdiction in that respect.
It's a tough one.
It's almost impossible.
How old a refrigerator is this, Carol?
7 years old.
Okay. Yeah, it's not that old. And it's you know what I would do? Here's my suggestion. I would give GE a call to their consumer line and get some management people on board there and have some discussions with them. They might be able to help you with some guidance with that, because they want you to have a good consumer experience. And I'm not saying that these guys are doing anything wrong. They might just think
I'm not
that,
either.
You know, and I know. You just don't know.
I have a feeling I'm going to get a $4,000 bill, and I might as well go get a new refrigerator.
There's where we're going right there, and that's where I'm going. And I think Stan and I were talking about this before during the break, that so many issues like this can be solved with great communication. And I think I would have a good, solid conversation with the owner and say, I want to buy a refrigerator if I've got to do this. So why don't we, I don't want to spend too much money on a bad fridge. So have that conversation with them. I'd call GE and talk to them about it. They might be able to give you some direction as well. And that's how I would do it if that was my fridge.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. It's just, you want to treat people fairly, but you don't want to be there training their guys.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
So thanks, Carol.
I'll call him. Thank you.
All right. Good luck out there. Hey, let's jump out to Bruce in Eugene. Welcome to Around the House.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, man. What can we help you with today?
Well, this question kind of straddles the CCB and the plumbing board. Several years ago, I had a drain cleaning router business, and going into that, I was told, well, you didn't need to have a CCB, and you didn't need to have a journeyman's license or a plumbing board license, because you really were just, you weren't taking away or adding to the property anyway. You were just clearing the drains and so forth, the sewer pipe. But then I was also told that, a lot of times you have to pull up the toilet to get your equipment through the pipe, or drop the P-trap under the sink to get your equipment into the wall. And that, therefore, constitutes a plumbing action. And I was always curious, kind of where that fell in the law.
That's a great question. We don't regulate the plumbers and electricians. They have to have a contractor's license as well as an electrical or plumbing license. That's regulated by the Building Codes Division of Department of Consumer and Business Services. But I think I can answer your question, but I'd want you to confirm this. I think you can pull a toilet, but you can't reset it, is my understanding of how that works. Same with electrical. You can remove a light fixture, but you can't make the connection to install a new one. Now, as far as your drain cleaning, yes, you still need a CCB license for that, because you're inspecting as well. But you don't have to have a plumber's license because you're not taking anything apart, waistlines and that sort of thing.
Well, okay. News to me then. Great. Thank you for your information.
Absolutely.
All right, Bruce. Thanks for listening to Around the House. We really appreciate it. That's a great question because that does kind of walk down a bunch of fine lines between a bunch of different trades and boards.
That makes contractors crazy when you tell them, yeah, you can take the light fixture down, but you can't put the new one up.
I like that, you know, and those are those fine lines that people wonder about because it's funny. You're right, because if you're taking something off, it's probably technically demolition at that point or it's removal, but it's the installation is where it sets off all the red warning lights for you guys.
Well, for the electrical contractor.
For the electrical contractor and plumbing, I guess, too, as well, because now you're installing. So that makes good sense. Well, one of the things I do like about this, we got more calls coming in at 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. I like when you pull up the Oregon CCB page, which is oregon.gov/CCB. The first box on the front top is anyone can pretend to be a contractor. Check licenses, search here. That could not be in a more obvious spot of the page.
Is there an animal there?
There is.
That's from
a dog.
From my house.
Nice. That's your dog?
Yeah. She died a few years ago. Oh. But you'll see we use a chicken, an alpaca, a dog, goats, all kinds of things. Those are all from my wife and I have a small mini farm.
Oh, that's awesome. I love it. Well, I like that it's very simple for a consumer to jump on here and say, hey, that guy that's coming over to give me an estimate tomorrow, is he even licensed, bonded, and insured? You can dive on there and do a very quick search.
Absolutely.
And then I like on here, too, that you guys, on the other side of that, have some great contractor tools.
Oh, lots of contractor tools. One of the things I should mention, when they're the very first step in a consumer complaint against a contractor is to send a 30-day pre-complaint notice. And as a contractor, when you receive that, the first thing you want to do is get in touch with the homeowner and see what's going on. If you've got a communication breakdown already going on, contact us.
That's awesome.
We'll try to help before it becomes a complaint.
Great. We're going to talk about those complaints and how for these guys to communicate back and forth and these guys from consumers to contractors and how to navigate that when we come back. 877-733-1011 just as soon as Around the House returns.
Well, it's been 10 years and 1,000 tears and look at the a broken nose and a broken heart and an empty bottle.
That bottle of gin gets me every single time when it's empty. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. We're talking home improvement like we do every Saturday from noon to 2. You know, this segment is brought to you by Western Construction Systems. Is a cracked or crumbling foundation killing your real estate deal? For a free inspection, contact Western Construction Systems. The integrity of your foundation is their specialty guaranteed. CCB number 94222. There we go. Speaking of that, we got Stan Jessup sitting here in a house. He is the master of the Oregon CCB, and I just gave him that title. It's not his official title, but I can call him everything else because I got a microphone in front of me.
And you have the mute button.
I do. Actually, Dean has the master mute button over there. Thanks, Dane. He's the one over there running the ship over here, and he's the one that can shut me down.
I'm not afraid to use it.
Thanks, brother. Hey, we want to get all your calls out there. We blasted through a bunch of them, so the number's here in the studio because this is how you get a hold of us because we want to talk about, you know, contractors, we want to talk to homeowners, we want to talk to everybody out there about this. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. If you're shy, drop a note to ATH at KXL and make sure you listen to the SoundCloud if you missed this hour. That'll be up a little bit later. You can go over and check it out later in the day here to aroundthehouseonline.com, and that's where you're going to find today's show in hour one and hour two. Well, in the studio, we've got Stan Jessup here. We've been talking how to hire contractors, how to look at contractors, and how contractors can better be informed to do their stuff legally. And if they're doing it that way, they're probably being better contractors for their homeowners as well. Yeah. You and I were talking kind of during the break here as well that, you know, there are ways to burn through disputes without making this a huge event, that you guys can help through communication fix some of these problems through kind of an arbitration, but you guys just help facilitate it. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, there's informal mediation and there's formal mediation. When a contractor receives a pre-complaint notice, the consumer has to give 30 days notice before they can file a complaint.
Okay.
So as soon as the contractor receives that, try to get hold of the homeowner and see if you can't work it out. A lot of times there's already been a communication breakdown and, mm-hmm. and there's emotions involved and so forth. You can call us and we'll try to get in the middle of it without any formality to it and try to get the things resolved by a phone mediation. If that fails, then you can go to the formal mediation and we send a mediator out to the property, look at the work and try to get the thing settled. We settle about 83% of the formal mediations when both parties participate.
So if you've got that formal mediation, does that show up then at that point as a complaint on their side, or is it the next step that shows up?
No, as soon as the complaint's filed, it's going to be on the contractor's record for 10 years.
Okay, so let's talk about that for a minute, because I know, you know, there's probably plenty of restaurant owners and people out there that use Yelp all the time, and I'm not dogging on Yelp, but you can find, in today's age of social media and everything else, it's very easy to make a complaint about everything out there. Let's talk about if you're searching for a contractor and you see a complaint or two on their site, what should they look for when they see that kind of stuff? What's some tips that you have for that homeowner that's looking to hire a contractor and they do see a complaint?
Well, we have staff that you can call us and we'll actually go through each of those complaints. A lot of times they're settled at on-site. It was a communication dispute and we got it resolved. I don't get too concerned about contractors that have resolved complaints. It's the ones that end up going to court and have judgments against them, that sort of thing. Those are the ones that you probably have an issue with.
Gotcha. So if you've got a contractor or a builder or anything else out there that's doing 100 homes a year, there's probably going to be a pretty decent chance they've had a complaint.
Yeah, if you you look at the volume of work, one of the major home builders might have 10 complaints, but they've been in business for 40 years. Another guy might have had that same license for 2 years and have 2 complaints. Well, that's a higher rate of problems.
And that's huge. I mean, that's, and you're right. It's all about that kind of statistic.
Yeah.
You know, of what that complaint rate is. So yeah. I like that, because I want people out there, and we've got these great resources, and it was just heartbreaking when I was out earlier. I was talking about that guy with the concrete problem.
Yeah.
You know, the resources out there, if you're going to hire somebody to do even the smallest work, it's at your fingertips where you can either jump online or make a phone call. And even if you're just listening and you don't have a computer and you know, you're not a technology person, there are easy ways for you to make a quick phone call down to Salem to you guys and get all the tools you need to hire someone correctly and, of course, protect yourself.
Absolutely. We can't recommend a contractor because we're a state agency, and obviously that would be steering work.
Yeah.
But we can look at the license record and help you.
Awesome, man. When we come back, we're going to be talking more about all this stuff with contractors and how to work with them just as soon as Around the House returns. Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. If you want to reach the smartest listening audience of homeowners and contractors without competing with those crazy political ads, head to aroundthehouseonline.com and contact me personally for more information. That's aroundthehouseonline.com.